There is a scripture that emphasizes in the book of 1 John that there are three that bear witness on earth: the Spirit, the water, and the Word. And these three are one. And I think that's a very important scripture, and it's corroborated by other, you know, scriptures that allude to the fact that you do not make conclusions based on a one-sided experience. Now, the Bible also talks about the fact that where two or three, that every word might be settled at the mouth of two or three witnesses. And that's why I believe that's what Paul also hinged on, to talk about the fact that let two or three prophets speak and let others judge what is said. This philosophy means that also drove even the behavior of the Bereans in the book of Acts, where they heard what Paul said and they went back to examine it based on scripture to determine whether what he said was true. And I can imagine that these Bereans had seen Paul perform miracles. Number one, miracles. They had seen him, they had heard him speak, and they wanted to confirm whether what he was saying was aligned with scripture based on their own investigation of scripture. So in other words, if I come back to the original reference I made, that there are three that bear witness on earth, 1 John 5, the Spirit, the water, and the Word. If I were to, look at these as symbols, number one, someone could say, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Now, we have no way of telling you, number one, whether he is telling the truth, that the Holy Spirit spoke to him. We have no way of telling you whether he actually heard from his spirit, but the Spirit is not actually the Holy Spirit of God, right? But he can easily say, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and he tells you what. Now, a lot of people are out there, because there are big men of God who have, in quote, consistently said, the Holy Spirit said, they are no longer very, thorough in scrutinizing what the man of God says the Holy Spirit said, because it is obvious that in many cases, what was said, particularly in terms of prophecies, did not happen, and it's not accurate. Now, so the idea is, one, the Holy Spirit could tell you something, or a spirit could tell you something, or your own spirit could tell you something. There needs to be the other balance. Number one, they said that there are three witnesses. One, the Spirit. So the Spirit could say something. Then the Word. The reason why the scriptures have been so articulated and compiled into a document is for us to be able to reference the experiences the ancients, the people who encountered God had over a period of 1,500 years, documented by 40 different people, so that we begin to see the patterns by which God interacts with God, with men on the earth. When we see those patterns, and then when we see something happening in our day or in our own lives and experience, we'll be able to compare to see whether what we are experiencing, what we are hearing from the Spirit, what people are telling us, what is occurring on the earth, aligns with the patterns that are expressed in scripture or otherwise. So the Word is a witness. The Word has already been revealed, because God does not contradict himself. The Word that has already been revealed is also a witness. The Spirit, the water, and the Word. Now, the water, of course, it specifically speaks to baptism, but it also speaks to external witnesses, because baptism is supposed to be a public thing where you basically enter into the water and come out in the presence of witnesses to signify that you have died and resurrected with Jesus Christ. So now that now speaks to something external, some external witness, some external validation of what is being said to you privately by the Spirit, or what you are reading in the Word. In other words, there are other people that will be able to say, yes, we think this is also true. So you cannot discount the research, talking to other people, listening to other opinion leaders in terms of what truth is. You cannot discount validating what you're experiencing with what your experience is, what the experience is in real life. For example, if you declare a prophecy and the physical, let's say you pray and say, okay, I declare in the name of Jesus that the exchange rate will revert to from 1,000 to 12. I mean, you can say that and say, oh, the Holy Spirit told you that. But if we see it over the course of 1 year that the exchange rate is rather rising up, then we need to question what Spirit, you know, spoke to you. So we need to look at that. Look at the issue of witnesses so that we are not attributing to God what does not come from God. There is the witness of the Spirit. The Spirit speaks, yes, but there is also the witness of the Word. What does the Scripture say about what you're talking about? Is it accurate? Is it consistent with Scripture? And then there's witness of the water, the external witness, the physical witness that, you know, validates what you are trying to promulgate as God's Word or as God's mind. Or otherwise, we need to look at that so that we are very careful when we make conclusions and live our lives and try to, you know, execute things based on simply the fact that the Holy Spirit told me, or the Holy Spirit told someone, or some prophet said something. That's not how to live. We need to validate and validate and validate in three dimensions: the Spirit, the water, and the Word, because that is what makes us certain that this is actually coming from God. Otherwise, we keep being deceived here and there, you know, and keep falling for traps and tricks of the enemy, wasting our lives on these things. Thank you for listening. This is Word Culture.